On the sloppy shop assembly
Oh man, that was kind of weird. Went into a time warp.
Yeah, I felt that too. It was funny.
And my body was moving backwards, and then my words were coming out. You know.
I grew a beard. I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah.
I saw dinosaur.
I saw a goofy ghost.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about goofy ghosts, dinosaurs, and guilt. My name is Max.
My name is Julian.
And my name is, in fact, James.
And man, is it great to be back here for another week.
You know,
goddamn,
I feel refreshed from having that bath last week.
Well, I certainly don't.
Yeah,
well, that's because you haven't bathed since.
Well, that and I'm in a lot of pain, and I had to be on a lot of pain meds to actually make it here tonight, Julian, because I lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And you guys refused when he finally got to the hospital to give me a transfusion. And I want to know why.
Well, because, quite frankly, we saw Peter at the hospital. Happened to be there, as he always is.
Peter Pencil, a friend of the show who's always sick.
Yeah, so, in fact, when the doctor actually mentioned that, you know, can you, either of you, give a transfusion?
We both have the same blood type as Max, obviously.
Yes, mm-hmm. We are blood buds. Blood buds.
But not blood brothers.
I promptly kind of took Julian aside and I said, okay, look, let's see if Peter's here.
Because Peter is one of our blood buds.
Same blood type. So, and fortunately he was, because he's always in the hospital for something. So we kind of dragged Peter down, pretending that he was not sick.
And we pulled him aside.
Yeah, and he said, boys, you know, I really shouldn't leave my bed. You know, I'm very sick. I said, no, just come on. And so we brought Peter up and handed up giving the blood.
Yeah, and now I'm full of Peter's dirty old blood.
His blood is perfectly fine.
I think maybe one of the reasons why I'm still feeling so shitty is because I'm full of that dirty blood, that dirty Peter blood. And, I mean, as to why you guys wouldn't give me a blood transfusion, I don't understand.
Because it's not nice to have it be done to you, to be given a pipe in your blood and streamed into your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Arm.
I mean, you should just be glad, Max, that we didn't get stabbed and that we're still fine. You know, aren't you glad for our health?
I'm glad that you guys got to enjoy that bath. If you haven't listened to the last episode, please listen to it. What we're talking about now will make a lot more sense.
Quick recap.
Yeah.
We took a bath and Max got stabbed.
Yeah.
That's the main thesis of that whole thing.
You guys got to enjoy a lovely bath with a lovely demon friend, and I, the brave one, got stabbed. So you know what? Thank you.
Well, you get to be the brave one.
I think being stabbed makes you brave. I mean, I think it just means you got stabbed.
It makes you a victim.
Wrong place, wrong time.
And you're making yourself a victim of it. You're really upplaying.
I'm gonna show you something real quick, and maybe that'll shut you up. You see this?
Oh God!
Yikers!
That is scabs, pus, and blood, baby.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Looks
like some sort of...
Like a second belly button. Just, like, real long.
Anyway, I think the fact that you guys just saw that kind of evens the playing field.
What do you mean?
You know, you'll probably have some trauma from seeing that, the trauma that I suffered, so...
I don't know.
Not as bad as being actually stabbed.
I mean, I knew what I was going to see, too. It's not like
right.
It's a surprise. You know, when you say you get stabbed, I'm not expecting there to be a flat, clear
belly. I just want to know how I can get back at you guys.
Jeez.
Well, that's something that we probably wouldn't tell you.
That's something that you're going to want to work towards for the rest of your life, probably.
Speaking of getting back at people, we all collectively have a couple guys we all want to get back at.
That's true. For people that haven't been following the show, and shame on you bastards... there's a couple of people, the Jonish Crike and his brother Jish Crike, who have taken over our festival. We had planned a podcast festival for our podcast, and they've turned it into a creamed ice fancy fair. Now, what that means, I don't know.
It means they're selling ice cream, and basically, I guess they're using the entirety of Hyde Park to do this, as if you'd need to use the whole park, but I mean, I guess they just don't like us, so they stole our entire space we were going to have our convention at to hold this little shitty event that they're doing. So we're going to get them back for it.
But the weird thing is that they've actually managed to turn a lot of our fan base onto their side, it seems. I mean, if you look at the event, they've had a ton of support and outcry in favor of this new change. And
it's strange.
In favor of their vocabulary, too. So that's
strange, because
it's discouraging.
On our Facebook page for this event that we were going to do, our convention, a lot of awaiting replies, not really any confirmed, and now with this, everyone's confirmed now, and when we were asking for donations for our fucking Kickstarter, nothing but milquetoast, nothing but $5 donations, even though we were asking for like upwards of 100, and now that it's switched over to the Krike Brothers, people are fucking donating.
The donations
to us, so we don't
have
even want the money anymore.
Fucking started streaming in, and it's all going to them. Not sure people understand this. But, I mean, we're getting Eagle donations, Emerald Eagle donations. That means upward of $5,000 is being donated to this goddamn Creamed Ice Festival, Fancy Fest.
And I find it very funny that it happened all of a sudden when they had the convention. Now we get money. Listeners, please stop donating, for God's sakes, if you're even listening.
You have to get in.
To the thing that we're not doing anymore.
Don't donate, but you have to get in.
But you don't want to get in, though.
You don't want
to. You don't want to go to this festival. It's going to be just 31 flavors of ice cream at best. At best.
31 Kraken Johnish
flavors, and it's probably going to be like goat ice cream. I don't even know how that's going to be.
It's not going to have lactose in it. That's for sure. That's what I hear. And I like my lactose. I like the regular old kind of ice cream.
Yeah.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Let's take a quick break.
That's all I care about.
Welcome back
to
the
show.
Well, what's the spelling on that?
S-H-A-U with an umlaut on top of the U.
Oh, that's so fancy.
Yeah.
So,
it's got a little smile.
Guys, I was thinking we could do a new segment.
What?
Sure. We were going to do news. Maybe we can do that on the next segment.
Mm.
Because I'm thinking we could do this segment here. It's called Story Time. It's called Put Together Puzzle Stories.
Put together puzzle stories.
I love
so
puzzles.
Put
together puzzle stories. And this is how it works. So I will start out by saying one word. And then Julian will say the next word. Max will say the next word.
Mm.
You know, it's the next word in the story. So
slow down.
So, yeah.
Yeah, slow the fuck down for a second, James.
Let's say
No. A bit slower. Thank you.
Let's
say
that's better.
I started by saying what, then Julian's word could be the, and then Max's word could be
fudge.
Yeah, so let's try it. Let's try.
Don't
and then
say
we
fudge.
Just we keep
is that
going
too, a little too uncouth for the show.
Sweary.
That's
sweary. Dirty.
All right, let's start this stupid game.
Max, you want to say the first word?
Sure. First word of the story. Coming up. It's going to be the first word of the little puzzle game that James has made up.
The first impression.
Throw it out
it's
there.
Coming up in just a second now. Mm. Very first word.
A big capital.
Big capital.
Letter, whatever
big
the
capital
first
letter.
If you opened up the book, this would be the in a fairy tale. It would be the first letter.
It would say.
Be really
it would say. Before
encrusted,
that, before
yeah,
that, it would say chapter one.
Vines.
In which the
oh,
story
yeah,
begins.
Chapter one, yeah.
Yeah.
And the first word is. Turpentine.
Okay.
Is. So far we've got
turpentine
okay
is. The.
One.
For.
Janet.
So.
When
Janet
comes
home,
Janet
will
take
Janet's
TV
set.
Janet.
Oh, okay. This, if you're reading
what
this...
What have we got so far?
Oh, God. Turpentine.
Okay. Is...
Janet?
Janet.
Might be Janet. We'll go back and look at the transcript.
Oh, right.
Shall we continue the story? So we got... What's happened? Janet has turned on her TV.
Uh-huh. Janet turned on her TV set and some turpentine.
And there's something about turpentine in
there. Well, I like this story.
I'm liking where this is going.
I like the big capital T.
Okay.
Mark.
Doesn't.
Even.
Like.
Me.
I.
No.
Well.
Very.
Interesting.
So,
basically,
yes,
you've
almost
got
when
the
this
well
essentialist
Janet
program.
Janet.
Yep.
Janet.
Okay. Okay. Oh,
that was really good. I love that.
It's more like a poem, I'd say, than a story.
Well, it's kind of prose poetry, would you say, Max?
Definitely, poetry or prose. It could be a quip or quiddity or poetry or prose.
Not sure which.
So that story was obviously called Mark.
So should we do another one of those?
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Just so we can make it a full segment. Two stories, and it's
then right. It's bedtime, a kind of a double story thing.
Or triple story night.
Two, I think, is fine.
Three or two.
So let's do another one.
Sure.
Julian, why don't you start this time? You didn't start.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so go for it.
Ground
beef.
Up.
Then.
Johnston.
Liked.
Control.
But.
The.
Supervisor.
Stated.
Hey.
You.
Killed
me
and
Janet.
That's pretty much sums it up.
There you go. Thank you.
That's a good one.
No, actually, we snapped for those.
Right. Yeah,
it's poems.
Yeah, it's kind of like little poems.
Little prose and poems.
Corner.
I thought that was wildly successful. I think we'll even get a book deal out of it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be looking at a couple of G's. A
couple of G's. About that green moolah.
Yeah. Cash moolah.
Get it in my pockets.
Get it in my puss.
What's going on in the news?
Let's check in with the news right after a quick word from our sponsors.
And that's happening now.
Turn it off!
Hey, surprise, guys. It's us, the sponsors.
Right, yeah, we are them.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
No Twiddler's chips ad, no ad about the convention. Obviously, it's not happening anymore. No, we're just going to get real intimate here and talk to you people.
We know that we usually like to joke around on this show, but we just want to get serious for half a minute with you guys.
So, yeah, put your thinking caps on, put your glasses on, pretend you're in Harvard.
Shorts on.
Maybe pour yourself a glass of warm milk, crawl into bed, and pull the covers right up to your little chin. Because
we're about to tell you some real life shit.
Yeah. This is really serious,
It concerns us, and it concerns you.
Basically, we would love if you guys went on the old iTunes, gave us a 5-star rating, and gave us a little comment just talking about how much you love the podcast.
Yeah, maybe just share us too, like share the link over on our iTunes and say, hey, I've been listening to this. Show it to your dads and your wives and your uncles.
You know? So guys, you're saying there's two things that our close fans can do to help us keep making this podcast.
Yep, just two. They have two options.
Just two basic options. Yeah. You can do either one or both.
You don't even need to listen to the podcast itself.
No.
What you need to do... No, please listen. There's three things you can do to help this podcast.
I shouldn't say
don't listen.
Number one.
With a bullet.
Go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, give us stars, and give us a comment. That really helps new podcasts like ours.
And just then, say what you think the podcast is.
And then listen to it.
And then listen to it.
That's number two. Number two is listen to it. Number three?
Just
Share it. Share it around on social media platforms. Anything.
Sprinkle it like some Parmesan cheese on your little
friends. Next time there's a family event, pull out a CD that you've made of all our episodes and give it to some family member and say, listen to
just
this.
Just say, hey, do you like the Temptations? I got this Temptations.
Yeah, yeah.
And just mock it up to look like like an old CD of the Temptations. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just give it to them. And then when they put it in their shit, they'll hear us and they'll hear this, and then that continues the process of life. Well, that was our...
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. We'll get back to the show now.
Whoa, yeah, whoa.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Holy cow. Guys.
Yeah.
Josh Stantzman.
Okay. What?
What was that?
What is that? You can't just go out calling names. Who's John Stantzman?
It's actually Josh Stantzman. And
heard Stantzman first.
Josh Stantzman. He's a very famous man who's been in the news lately. Which brings us to one of our favorite segments in the news.
That's right.
John Stantzman.
Well,
I don't know. I guess we're about to find out.
Do you guys want to know who Josh Stantzman
is? Burps today.
Yeah, well, I'm curious.
James, please stop burping.
You know I can't.
Okay.
Go ahead and...
Josh Stantzman is a little boy from Russia. And recently, he fell into a little puddle. And this shit has been going viral. There's no video... It's just someone saw this little boy falling into a puddle and posted it on Twitter.
Posted what?
Posted just a tweet that thought? Said, hey, I saw a kid today and he fell in a puddle. His name is Josh Spansman.
Oh, and it's been going viral.
And it has been going viral. Everybody's talking about little Josh Spansman falling into the puddle.
I must be living under a rock.
I think you very much are, Julian. You are really not caught up on your current events.
But
and it's
here's my
disturbing.
Question. How do we know it's even real? I mean, with there's so much stuff out there on the internet these days. Is this news? I mean, is this really news?
Here is how we know it's real. Mm-hmm. There may not be video, audio, or photo of the event, but his death certificate has been going around the internet. It's a scan of his death certificate, because he did not survive that little puddle plop.
Do you have a...
I feel bad. I shouldn't be
stuff,
laughing.
I know that's
just,
the stuff that just that it's you're so horrified that you can't help but laugh. It's like
you know what I wonder if he was one of those boys in the neighborhood who's always skateboarding around.
Oh yeah,
you know with the same orange T-shirt on,
in the blue shoes.
Oh
and
god,
like spiky yellow hair.
Yeah, and the kind of really annoying kid. Yeah, spiky hair, and then kind of skin that's kind of like
kind of yellow,
like jaundice
sickly,
or something. Really
kind
sickly.
Of big
and
fat dad.
Big fat dad.
Big bulbous eye.
Yeah,
kind of a very smart but younger sister.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that's who Josh. Dance
really was
Ben is
yeah.
Well, if he was, I'm very sad that he is dead from the little puddle plop, and I think we should all hold hands and have a little moment of silence for little Josh Spansman.
Thank you, everybody listening. Please do the same.
Please, everyone, please listen. Be quiet. Tell
if you don't
people
have
around
a
you
friend,
to be quiet.
Hold your own hands. Hold your hands together. Clasp them.
Oh, little Josh Spansman.
That's me. So it wasn't really a moment of silence, but
well, hopefully you were silent. And
paying tribute.
Yeah, paying tribute to little Josh Spanspin.
You should be silent while you're listening to this whole podcast, by the way. Don't be talking.
Yeah, don't be talking over us.
Until you finish the episode, then you should spread it around and tell your moms, wives, and little sisters...
And have discussions. Have like a book club called Fault Club. Where you all get together. You talk about each episode and what's currently going on.
And you get excited.
You
make cookies.
Like. Drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Get emotional and really just open up to each other.
Mothers only for that. But
yeah, mothers only club. And just so everybody knows out there, while we were saying the little Josh Spansman prayer, we were holding hands.
IRL. We were IRL. Physically doing it.
IRL.
So, hey, if you don't have a friend's hand to hold...
Hold your own goddamn hand.
Or hold your feet. They're right there.
And second of all, feel sorry for yourself for not having anyone with you.
Right.
For not having any friends. You should really do some self-reflection. I'm serious about this. Actually, listen to me. If you're alone, you didn't have anyone's hand to hold there, really do some self-reflecting.
Right. Honestly, you should be around someone at all times. Because
it's
not safe to be alone.
It's not safe to be alone with your thoughts.
Well, it's not. I mean, you saw Max got stabbed, and me and Jillian were there. And so that's three people. So you're just one. You're one person. You are open for attack.
The more, the merrier. The aloner. The boner. That's what your life's going
to
be.
Just a big fat boner that you're going to have to take care of yourself.
Great.
You're going to get fucked.
I'm glad we got through the whole Stanspin story. Anything else in the news?
I think we've covered
I don't think so.
Nothing else in the news?
Oh, Kanye West.
Ah, yes. Our old friend Kanye has got himself into a hot pot of Korean trouble, wouldn't you say? I mean, like a Korean hot pot of
right.
trouble.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hot pot of Korean trouble. That's what I would call it. Korean.
So what's... I don't actually know what's happening. So.
I think... The Pan Am Games are happening in Toronto.
The Panama
That's
Games!
Where we live. Pan Am. Panama is a different thing.
Yeah, what are the Panama...
Pan Am Games are something that nobody has ever fucking heard of until this year.
Uh-huh.
And they're taking place in Toronto. They're just wrapping them up.
That's where we live.
As part of that, they're having a big closing... ceremony with music and dance and lights and fireworks and you better be there, it's gonna be a Nathan Phillips Square. And they booked Kanye West, I think, and that's got a lot of Canadians up in arms because he's not a Canadian, even though his name sounds like Canada.
Now, is that really why they're up in arms about this though?
That's what I understood. He is an American man.
He's an American.
He's American,
boy,
right?
Man.
And he's a rapist.
He's a
rapper.
He's a rigolour.
And
someone
he's a regular rapper.
Yep.
And he's been chosen to close the ceremonies of a Canadian event, and so that's why I think a lot of people are starting petitions, and just riffing on him and ripping and goofing on his ass for being an American hosting or singing on a Canadian thing.
I guess that's what it is. I mean, I can understand. Guys, we got tons of Canadian talent here. Come on, Justin Bieber. We got Nickelback. Avril Lavigne.
Myers. Put out
Mike
a comedy
Myers,
album.
We got...
Oh, shit! Shania!
Shania Twain!
Wonderful.
Guys, it just
Pamela
is...
Anderson.
It's endless. So why have Kanye, this really famous guy who's put out some really great work...
All of those artists that we named are amazing Canadian treasures, but I don't see the point of putting this guy down just for being an American who wants to, you know, make a quick buck... doing a Canadian show on a Canadian stage for an event that's not just about being Canadian, it's about
being
you know, part of the Pan-American dream.
Right.
Now, Julian, if you could speak to the race issue, I'd really appreciate it.
The race issue? Well, that's obvious. You're saying because Kanye is a black man.
Well, not my words, but sure.
Right. You can't say that word.
No, I cannot say that word.
But
is Kanye going to be in the race?
Well, no.
For the games?
No, James.
It's not exactly what I meant. But,
He
will not be in the 100-meter dash.
You're talking about the... now, that's racist. By saying that he's not in the 100-meter dash, you're saying that you're playing against a stereotype that exists.
The stereotype
We're walking
that...
on eggshells here, folks. This is what happens when we talk about the news. Is there a race issue?
I heard there might be a race issue, that Canadians are just not comfortable with a person...
Of black
color,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right,
being
yeah.
the performer. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think all Canadians are racist?
I think
Probably,
there's a little bit of racism
you know?
In everybody.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got their prejudices, especially
yeah.
Canadians.
You know, now I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know what? It seems pretty weird because Nickelback sucks. I don't want them to play instead.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Nickelback sort of sounds like, you know what?
Like what?
Like what?
Something black.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
See, this racism, this institutionalized racism, has roots so deep.
Rather have black than Nickelback. That's all I can say.
Rather have Nickelback back.
Why?
Well.
This was the news, everybody.
We've conquered race.
We've did it. We said all there is to say.
We've did it.
We solved race issue.
Amazing grace.
Amazing grace. Turn it off.
On this historic episode of It's Everybody's Fault.
Well, I'm so glad we solved race.
Yeah, I mean, so for all those people saying Kanye shouldn't be here, please go away.
You guys go back home.
To wherever you came from.
To your country. Racist Island.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Racist Island.
An island where no one's welcome. Feed them all to the sharks. Everyone gets fed to the sharks every week. One race is outvoted. They all have to go swim out with the sharks.
You know what? That sounds to me like a bit of an ouchie mama.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of ouchie mamas.
What are you thinking, James?
Well, we have a few. New ouchie mamas.
I have a few too many.
Oh, God. So, why don't we start the segment now? Let's play the music and get going.
Cue the music.
Okay, we'll just put it in.
Okay, there it goes.
All right, it's going.
Now it's going.
Okay. Yep. Who wants to, it's top five Ouchie Mau Mau.
Ouchie Mau Mau.
Ouchie Mau Mau. Ouchie Mau Mau. Who wants to start?
I'll start it.
Okay, Julian, go for it. Let's start this Ouchie Mama segment.
Well, so I was doing the dishes again.
Oh!
Because the dishwasher was out of order. We've got a dishwasher in my apartment. And it wasn't working.
Ugh.
So I'm doing the dishes. I'm scrubbing them away with a big pad of steel wool. And I'm doing this real gritty pan. It's a cast iron, and it's got a lot of black just caked on the bottom.
Oh, I know the type.
And I'm just scrubbing and scrubbing, and I give my finger hand a big brush of steel wool, and I leave a big graze mark all along the soft, fleshy inner thumb. And I'm like, oh, Mom, I got soap water in here. And I got it in my wound, and I said, ouchie, Mama!
Ow.
Number four.
James, takeaway number four.
So, guys, I was walking down the street, okay? And, you know, I'm on my way to work. And I open the door to go inside.
Uh-oh.
And I kind of let go of the door thinking no one's behind me. Suddenly, I hear a bit of a, oh, and I turn around and this woman kind of, you know, caught the door. She goes, oh, and I'm like, oh, sorry about that. And she goes, oh, no, it's okay, hon. And I said, that could have been an ouchie mama.
Number three.
Ouchie mama of the week.
Oh, guys, let me tell you. I was in a crowded subway car the other day. You guys know how it is. It's hot, it's sticky, and boy, oh boy, is it crowded in there. So I was standing my ground, and suddenly the subway comes to an abrupt halt. I fall back, I elbow a woman in the face. And you know what? I didn't even apologize. For her, that must have been an
ouchie mama.
Potential assault, ouchie mama.
Well, I guess that brings us to the
number two.
Ouchie mama. Should I take that one away, gents?
Go for it, buddy.
Baby, plug it in.
So, I'm at my work. It's a restaurant.
Yeah, forget about it.
And,
fancy fucking restaurant, boy.
And, I'm taking some dishes back to the dish pit. Yeah, sure, there's a lot of dishes in my life. Get over it. And, there's this big stack of dishes in my hands, and it's getting real, real heavy, because as I'm walking over to the dish pit, there's a big plate of steak on top with fries, and the birds keep perching on top of the plates, and bird, one after one after one, is just coming and landing down on my plate like it's a bird bath and taking a bath in all the grease.
Yeah.
And it's weighing down the plates. You know, a bird only weighs like half an ounce, but 50 of them, it's gonna add up. to something like 25 ounces. And that was a lot for a 5-ounce steak on a 25-plate stack. Anyway, I put down the plates, and my wrists hurt, and I said, oh, gee, mama!
I think I got number
1111111111.
So, I am on the subway, guys, all right?
Uh-oh.
I'm late. I'm late for work, and I'm on the subway. I don't know why he's on there, but I was on it. Anyway, the train comes to a halt. The doors open, and I see a man enter the subway. And the entire time, the train starts going again, and I'm looking at him, and I'm saying, there's something about this guy I just don't like. There's something about him that's really peeving me off.
Something that's off about this
guy. Something really off. I walk up to him.
Feeling in your guts.
I walk up with haste, and I am quite frustrated at this point. After looking at this man, I poke him in the chest, and I say, hey, sir, you are really ticking me off, pal. And he looks at me, and he goes, okay, like, what's the matter? I say, no, shut the fuck up right now. You're pissing me off. Don't deflect. And he says, okay, buddy, you're gonna have to, like, leave me alone right now, because you're now making me mad. And I said, no, you started this. I fuck, punched in the face.
Okay? You punched a guy in the face for no...
And then...
Unprovoked?
And then everyone stands up screaming, and then I go, no, fuck off, and I... 12 times in the face. And then... I say...
Serious?
Well, that's it for you now. And I leave the train, and I go back up. And then I looked back on it, and I said, you know what, that was definitely an ouchie, mama!
James, I'm worried about your mental health.
That's scary, man.
Well...
Yes, I believe we should say goodbye, huh?
Yes.
It is time to say goodbye.
It's time to say goodbye to our wonderful listeners.
What was your guys' favorite part of the episode?
I think the part where we solved the race issue was my favorite part.
It made me feel like I really accomplished something, like I really,
like really
kind of brought the
like
discussion
we really did
home.
Something.
Yeah.
We really changed something.
Yeah.
The time where we came up with Racist Island.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a
funny real place.
Show. And that would be a really crazy show to watch.
Right, it's kind of like a Survivor style.
Survivor,
a bunch of racists who are just like,
I think in a cartoon show for kids.
Kind of a Teletoon late night kind of. For
the mayor of Racist Island is just.
He's every race,
he's
so nobody knows
race,
what to think.
Right.
So it's just like, well, let's put this guy on, I guess.
Yeah, he's the only accepted guy because he's every race. Yeah.
Sure, Julian. What was your
pie chart of races?
What was your favorite part of the show, Julian?
My favorite part was recess. No, just kidding.
Pizza
my favorite,
lunch.
Gym. I liked gym.
I liked the pizza lunch.
Yeah, no, I guess my favorite part was recess.
We're going to give the last word now to... I mean, I don't know. Julian, we tried to ask you a genuine question. Anyway, let's give the last word to... Julian.
Cigarette.